Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. If it was up to you to make the decision, which 20 prominent American women would you select to appear on the back of United States quarters that will be issued starting next year and continuing through 2025? In legislation enacted with little regular media news coverage last month, all circulating coin designs are getting one or more makeovers in the next several years. The first will be the quarter denomination next year. As specified in the law, quote, "The reverse side of each quarter dollar issued shall be emblematic of the accomplishments and contributions of one prominent woman in the United States in a wide spectrum of accomplishments and fields, including but not limited to suffrage, civil rights, abolition, government, humanities, science, space, and the arts, and should honor women from ethnically, racially, and geographically diverse backgrounds," unquote. The law directs the Treasury Secretary to seek input from the general public on the designs of these coins, but does not necessarily encourage public participation in selecting which 20 women will be honored on these coins. The ultimate decision on which women will appear on U.S. quarters is to be made by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in consultation with the Smithsonian Institution American Women's History Initiatives, National Women's History Museum, and the Bipartisan Women's Caucus. I hope that the process includes suggestions from the general public. As an example, in my experience, school teachers would value the opportunity to challenge student imaginations in making up lists of the women who deserve consideration. Did you know that already 52 different specific females, including all deceased first ladies, have already been honored on American coins and the American Arts Gold Medallions? Unfortunately, only the 1893 Queen Isabella quarter and the Susan B. Anthony dollars from 40 years ago featured actual women on coins put into circulation. The rest appeared on commemorative or bullion issues sold to collectors and investors. I have contacted the U.S. Mint's press office to learn more about the possible public participation about which women should be honored on the 20 quarters entering circulation over the next few years. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday for more details on other U.S. coin design changes in the coming years here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.